And thanks very much. Well, let me bring you this story that involves your local council and why they're considering your rates and whether or not they'll go up. The Fair Work Commission has ruled that from last month, businesses like supermarkets and manufacturers and your local council that use road freight services must pay more to cover the increased cost of fuel. This stems from the conflict in the Strait of Hormuz. As a result, freight rates must be reviewed and adjusted every fortnight. However, this is going to have and is having a major effect on your local council. So let's go to Matt Burnett. Matt Burnett is the Mayor of Gladstone, but he's also the President of the Australian Local Government Association and the President of the Queensland Local Government Association. Matt, how will this affect councils like yours here and others in Queensland?
Yeah, well, it absolutely does affect councils in Queensland because we've got we use a lot of diesel. We have a lot of contractors that use a lot of fuel, a lot of diesel. And the impacts on councils who have already set their rates. They set their rates once a year, usually around June, July. And we understand completely what the intention for what the government's trying to do. But this is the problem by not having local government at the table when they make these decisions. Some of our councils operate completely on grants, like our Indigenous council. So how are they going to afford the increase in costs? And the rest of our councils have obviously, some have a rate capping, so there's issues for them to be able to actually absorb the additional costs. And for every other council in the country, as I said, they dropped their rates once, and now they have this extra cost that they haven't budgeted for. So it's a big cost. It's not a little cost. It's huge.
So even though the Fair Work Commission made this ruling for businesses and supermarkets and manufacturers, local councils have to live with it, yet you weren't even at the table or in the room when the evidence was taken and the ruling was made.
And that's right. And we put a submission in and said, this is going to be an issue for us. And I have to give a shout out to Christy McBain. She has a meeting with local government, with ELDA, which is the Australian Local Government Association, and our state associations every week. She's fantastic keeping us up to date. The problem is that when some of these decisions are made, they're not understanding the impacts on local government. We need to be at the table when they make these decisions, or at least when they do this budget in the next couple of weeks, they need to understand what the cost pressures they put on us and fund us appropriately to handle the extra burden on local government.
You're talking about the federal budget that Jim Chalmers is in the closing stages of preparing or delivering.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been there as the national president and as the state president of Local Government Queensland, and we've heard loud and clear, oh, it's going to be a tight budget, it's going to be hard. This was before the fuel crisis. So it's a tight budget, not just for the federal government and the state government. It's a tight budget for local councils who are doing their budgets right now, and this decision has absolutely impacted on our existing budgets, but also our current budgets that we're going through the process of